Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Feeling the Truth. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Then they told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized him at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about all this when he himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated, and why are these doubts stirring in your hearts? See by my hands and my feet that it is I myself. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, as they were dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms was destined to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The similarity between the Emmaus story and today's continuation of it is obvious, isn't it? Jesus repeats all the truths that he had already told the Emmaus disciples. "This is what I meant when I said, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms was destined to be fulfilled." Then there is the food. Today's scripture contains none of the mystery and mysticism of the blessing, breaking, and sharing of bread by which the travelers to Emmaus recognized him. But there is Jesus' very human question, "Have you anything here to eat?" followed by his even more human consuming of the grilled fish. So, one scripture passage mirrors the other with a difference. If the Emmaus event underscores the dogmatic culmination of Jesus' mission, today's reading portrays the emotional, very human story of Jesus and his friends. At the inn, once his identity had been established, Jesus disappeared. Here, he stays. In this place of shared joy, almost too deep to be spoken of, it is joy which silences the disciples and impels Jesus to speak. "Why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts stirring in your hearts?" He knows why. He understands that confusion, their confusion, and knows that they have no doubts, but needs to go on assuring them that he is with them. "See by my hands and my feet, as it is I myself. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." There is a warmth and intimacy in this reunion of friends. Throughout our Christian education, what is the one statement that has been emphasized about Jesus' humanity? Isn't it? "He was like us in every way except sin." We have to believe that emotions are included in that likeness. Really, but isn't ritualized solemnity often considered a more proper attitude for prayer? I question whether I ever fully understood that Jesus, the Son of God, in his love for human beings, truly felt personally joyful about it. Yet today's scripture, in its focus on that day of reunion, lets me know the felt truth of this loving relationship that powerfully breaks out of past time in Jerusalem into human history and into our lives. A relationship that invites us to permeate our prayer with this kind of joy. to feel within ourselves Jesus' assurance that he is with us. To paraphrase Jesus, all of us are witnesses to this.